Welcome to the Operation Move podcast. My name is Zoe, and this week I thought we'd have a chat about training diaries or training journals or whatever you'd like to call them, just any way that you have of recording your training and reflecting on it in any way. Thought of this because I was at the exercise physiologist appointment last week, and he said, well, you know, like, I want you to start doing 600 meter sprints and full like high effort, loads of rest afterwards. It's like really load everything up. And I was like, cool, gee, that sounds like a fun time. But one of the things said was, I need you to start keeping a training diary. And which is kind of funny, because if there's one thing that I have, it's training diaries. I'm thinking that's probably a bit too much information for the physiologist. I'm probably going to need to like transcribe like a pared down version of the training diary. I'm thinking, yeah, you know, like, is my Strava public? It probably is public. So there are loads of ways that I record training for myself, and I thought it would be an interesting thing to talk about, because particularly lately I've seen a lot of people saying that they are opting to delete Strava too. So I think that it's worthwhile having the conversation about private training journals versus more public or social training journals, and you know what you might get out of both of those things. And unfortunately for me, this week there'll probably be more thinking about how I record training rather than actual training, because I was in a minor car accident where I got hit from behind. I've got whiplash. So I went to the doctor today. Apparently he said it'll probably get worse tomorrow and then it'll start to feel better. So hopefully I will still be able to run in the Mother's Day run, but I might, maybe not. I'll just have to see how it goes, and I will have a rock solid plan for how I am going to put all of my training diary together, or the quote training diary for the physiologist that I will put together for next week. So usually what I do with training diaries is I have my written one, and I could use just a blank notebook for that, but I tend to choose the Believe or the Compete training journals, which have goal setting, and then they have, you know, like what you write down for things that you've done through the week, and then they have sort of options for, you know, reflection and other things. So it has a lot more prompts, I would say, than, you know, than just doing one on your own. And I find that because it sort of like has the week set out and everything like that, I'm more likely to write things down rather than sort of like having a notebook that I would probably more easily forget to use. So the types of things that I would put down on on a daily basis would be the session that I was doing, like what I did, the distance, the paces, you know, what the weather was like, how it felt, how the body felt. Yes, anything that stuck out to me about the session, things that I was really happy with, things that I wanted to work on. I think that it helps just to bring all of those things that you don't necessarily sort of articulate if you weren't writing it down, but they can start to bring out patterns. Like if you're starting to get something that is consistently twingy, then that's a sign that probably needs some treatment or some more attention. And it's amazing how often those things will come through when you actually start writing things down, and how much it will highlight when you've done something really well, and how much more likely you are to congratulate yourself for things that do go well, rather than it just kind of being, oh yeah, you know, like that was cool, and then move on. I think the reflection allows you to appreciate how far you've come a lot more. So that one is obviously private. No one sees that except for me. And it is really used as a tool for not just sort of like recording all of my stuff, but as keeping me as an active, engaged and curious sort of participant in the process of training. So it's not just I've been told to go do this run, I go do this run. By me then reflecting on it, I'm then sort of taking a much more active role in it. And I think that it just, it keeps me curious rather than disappointed. If, you know, like if something doesn't go well, it's not so much, you know, like, oh, you know, I feel really unhappy with the result of this. It's more like, well, that's interesting why this felt so hard. Why did this feel so hard? And kind of like much more about investigating the training rather than developing judgments around the training. And then there are probably there are a few other places that are less private, more social and more public. And mine, probably the main one for that would be Strava, where I have, I think, recorded every run I've done in there since I would say 2013, which I find to be an invaluable resource because I can go back through and see runs that I've done years ago. I can pick out sort of trends in the training in terms of what I was doing, you know, like it stores all of my PBs for me, you know, like it just having that, you know, years and years of data is so helpful. And I like the social element of it, that I get to see other people's runs and comment on what other people are doing, and that people get to, you know, comment on what I'm doing, and they might ask me a question about what I'm doing with my training, and I love talking about running, so it's like a win-win situation. The flip side of that is that I think that there are a couple of issues with Strava that seem to come up relatively regularly with people. One is the potential privacy issue, which is if you are always running from your house, then people can kind of see where you're running on Strava. So that might be of concern to you. I rarely run directly from outside my house, so I'll sort of, you know, walk for a bit first. But there is an option of creating like a privacy zone around your house, but it will then kind of, if you're running directly from your house, it will then kind of cut your run short on Strava. So it's not perfect, but it's just something to be aware of, particularly if you have your Strava set up to public rather than, you know, like only people who you allow to see it can see it. So that's one element of it. The other element is that it can be intimidating for, you know, people who, you know, who experience comparison in a negative way, then maybe Strava's not such a positive environment. If you can get stuck in a comparison loop, then sometimes that might not be great for your mental headspace. I actually find the opposite. Like I find it really cool how some elite athletes and some really, really sort of sub-elite or advanced athletes put all of their stuff on Strava. And so, as somebody who's interested in training and interested in how different people train for different things and how they structure their weeks and what kind of runs they do, I always find it interesting to follow. But I also really like that they are so much faster than me, because I think it puts it into perspective that when I'm, you know, like in a bad sort of like headspace of comparison, for example, and I'm like bummed because I did something at, you know, like 10 seconds slower than what I was going for, and then there are these people over here sort of like running, you know, like, you know, so I don't know, like 30 kilometres in a training run, like 2 minutes per kilometre faster than what I run, it kind of, for me, it actually creates good perspective in me that pace doesn't matter. Maybe it doesn't do that for everyone, but it does for me. So I actually really enjoy that aspect of Strava, and I like how, you know, it has lots of, you know, it has all of its sort of leaderboards for, you know, distance through the month, and, you know, like just all of those little things to sort of incentivize your running and keep it interesting. So it's valuable to me, but never keep or hold on to something that doesn't give you value. So it might not be that for you, in which case you might want to sort of like lock it down and have it private and just have it something as it records everything. Or you might not need it and find that, particularly if you've got, say, a Garmin watch, that having everything on Garmin Connect just does all of that recording for you, and you don't really require the social elements of Strava. And so, yeah, that's just a personal thing. And like, I can tell when I'm engaged with my training, because that's when I start naming all of the workouts. Like when I'm in a period where I'm not so engaged, it'll just be like morning run, afternoon run, evening ride, you know, all of that sort of stuff. And I could tell that things were starting to go well, because I started renaming everything this week. So, you know, it is just something to consider. Having, like, writing everything down is great, but it can then get hard to search for, you know, like, what is your, you know, like, half marathon PB, or your 400 meter PP, or your, you know, 1 kilometer PB, whatever it is. Like, that electronic aspect of things like Strava or Garmin Connect are useful in that way. So if there is something that you can use to make it easy to search for things down the track, then I would definitely go with that. And probably the other thing that I probably didn't intend it to sort of start off this way, but I kind of use Instagram as like a visual training diary, because I think that there are so many things that will happen in training that are not condensable into a number or something that you might write down afterwards. You know, like it might be the way the fog looks over the field, or the sunrise or the sunset, or somebody who you were running with, or, you know, a feeling that you had on that day. And I think there's just so much that is useful in recording that in some way, or in having Instagram as sort of like probably more of a creative outlet for your training. And it just sort of captures things in a way that maybe my other training diaries don't. And I like that then all of that stuff, you know, it will get sort of recycled through. You know, like I have time hop, so it will show me this day a year ago, this day 3 years ago, that kind of thing. And so the things that I've taken on Instagram, I'll be reminded of down the track. And I think that that is it's a great way to continually be getting perspective on my running and my training and where I am. So as you can see, there are loads of ways that you can record what you were doing, whether it's a notebook or a specific training journal that has a lot more sort of like prompts, and sort of will have like inspirational quotes, and, you know, will go more in like how classic training cycles go, where you go for a bit and then you kind of reflect on your goals and you rejig. So there's the training journal that I mentioned. Mind Muscle Project have also released a training journal which is based around achieving a goal in 100 days, I believe. So you could also check that out. It's probably more geared towards you know, they're coming from a CrossFit and a, you know, more of a weightlifting background. But I think you could just as easily use it for running or anything else, like any goal that you have, whether it's nutrition, running, weightlifting, CrossFit, obstacle course racing, endurance biking. I don't think that you would have any trouble using it for any of those things. I think it would work just as well, just like the other training journals would work well for pretty much any goal that you have. And then also looking at making sure that everything that you do, you have a way of reflecting on it when you need to. Because it might even be like, I used to always get this feeling, I'd be like, get into February, I'd be like, I feel really lethargic. And then something would kind of twig in my brain. I'm like, didn't I feel like this last year? And then I'll go back and I'll check and I'm like, yeah, I did feel like this last year. And it's because every time at this year I realize I'm iron deficient because I've lost too much iron while I'm sweating my way through summer and I need to take some iron. Now I usually remember to kick into the iron in December, but it took me a few years before I made the connection. So have something that you can easily search for any information that you might want that is going to help you see patterns in your training, that's going to record your PBs, that is just going to make it easy for you or your coach to kind of look at, you know, at patterns in your training, what you've responded well to, what you haven't responded well to, and it's just going to make a huge difference in terms of forward planning your programming but also reflecting on your progress. And finally, it doesn't have to be Instagram. Not everyone needs to be posting a picture every time they go for a run, but finding a way to reflect on your training in a way that is not condensing it to a number, I think is really helpful. And there are so many ways that you can do that. You know, you can do it as a photo-based project, like with Instagram or anything else, or like you can do people do training blankets where you do doing like a blanket and you're crocheting a different color depending on how far you ran that day, or it might be based on what type of workout you did that day. There's just so many different ways that you can reflect on your process that are not defined by the sort of like the raw mathematical numbers, and are much more defined by how it makes you feel and what about it gives you joy and all of that sort of stuff. And I think that that's just as important as the numbers part. And I think that it can just help to really foster your running and your training as a creative process, not a purely physical one. Hope you all have a great week. Next week, I'm heading down to Katoomba for Ultra Trail Australia. I'm not running, but I'll just be there to cheer everyone on. So if you are going to UTA, make sure you come up and say hi. It will be easy to spot in theory, because apparently it's going to be very cold. I'll probably have to wear my Opmove singlet like over many, many, many layers. Somebody showed me the weather the other day and I'm like, that doesn't even make any sense, because 15 is a low, not a high. And I could see that it was like -1 in the low. That's scary. I'm going to need a lot of layers for that kind of thing. But it will be loads of fun. So if you are going to be there, come say hi. And at the moment, registration for Learn to Run for starting on the 28th of May are open, and that is going to be the last Learn to Run that will be available until the next one, which is 6th of August. So if you'd like to get in and be looking at running 5 or 10 kilometres in the spring events, then the May group is a great one to jump in on. And I will just put all of the links in the notes, and I will speak to you next week. Bye.